Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good evening and welcome to the show. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and welcome to the Science of Yes. Tonight I have a very special show because I have as my guest the extraordinary belly dancing medium, Angel Thacker. She's my guest tonight, and she's available to take questions to really support you in the realm of spirituality. And I just want to take a moment to give her a chance to speak to you about what she does and what she's up to in life and explain a little bit about what she does. So, Angel, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thank you. It's so cool to be a guest. I get to sit back now and let somebody else drive.
That's kind of cool because some of you may or may not know, but Angel is my sister, my younger sister, and we grew up together, and I can't even begin to acknowledge and just in awe of her extraordinary gift. You do consider it a gift, yes?
Yes, it is a gift. It's absolutely a gift from the divine. All the things that I've been able to pull together to create this amazing tool that I have evolved to become. So I'm very appreciative of the acknowledgement and very humble and definitely a serious gift.
Well, you know what's really extraordinary is that when you are on the air like this on you know, Blog Talk Radio, and you take callers, most of the times there are people that you don't know, have never met. And so one has to wonder what it is that is actually taking place, because you give such spot on and really spiritually attuned responses to their questions. How exactly does that work?
So it's really interesting. The good question is, it works different for different people. So, you know, there's the clairs, people like to call them. When you are an intuitive, you can. There's clairaudience, which is hearing; clairvoyant, which is the seeing; and the clairsentient. It's all the senses. And I have a little bit of seeing, where I can see images. I can hear sounds, and then there's the mediumship aspect, which is the connection directly to spirit. So the interesting thing is everybody has different ways in which their energies flow. And that's the thing, I also see the energies around people, whether it's their chakras or their auras. And the energy flows and how, what I call people's spirit posse, which is the people that you walk with. We all walk with a posse of spiritual commandos, spiritual support systems, spiritual guides, and ancestors that are with us. And the best example I can give to people that really help them understand how to relate to it is, if you can remember that movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg when she was pretending to be a medium, and then Patrick Swayze came in, he was a real ghost, and he like ignited her gift. And when he went back to see her, all the ghosts all over the neighborhood were all standing around trying to talk to her, and she was like overwhelmed because everybody in the room came in with all their community of spirit. And that's what it's like to engage with people. So when people come to me with questions, depending upon what their question is, depending upon how open and connected they are, I can either simply see an apple, and that's, you know, open to interpretation. I can see a movie scene that plays out. I can hear information, or I will get direct information directly from whomever it is that they're connected to. And then I just kind of take that information and feed it to them. And I try to be as clear as possible so that I'm not interpreting anything, because it may mean nothing to me, but it may mean everything to you.
I see. So you used the example of the picture Ghost and how Whoopi Goldberg's character at the end was really in tune because her, her gift had been ignited. And so she actually had the potential all along. She was pretending in the beginning, but at the end, her gift was awake, and she actually could hear and really interact with the spirits that were in the room. So what do you think about that? Do you think that everybody has the potential, or only special gifted people can actually use this ability, this gift, to hear and see and understand what's happening in the realm of spirituality?
That's a really good question. It's controversial. A lot of people will say, oh, no, not everybody has this gift. And some people say, oh, you know, everybody has this gift. And the reality is that we all have the potential to have the gift if we're open to igniting it and connecting to it. Some of us are just more, and you know, more in tune to it, more able to activate it, more connected to it, or just more talented. It's like some of us have the ability to sing. We can teach almost anybody to sing by taking lessons and taking classes and learning a song, when some people just wake up and they're just amazing. So some of us are born with a little more strength, a little more development in our muscle, so to speak, and some of us have to grow the muscle. And for most of us that were born with it, we tend to get educated and take classes and workshops to get it stronger. So, yeah, I do believe anybody can do it. I believe we all can connect to spirit, and I am passionate about connecting people to that, making it possible for them to get the connection themselves. But some of us are just seem to have a stronger connection, or it's more natural to us.
I see. Well, that's pretty amazing. And when you do have this gift, let's say that you are actually giving a reading to someone, and this posse of spiritual, you know, presence gives you a message to give to that person. I couldn't help but notice you said that it's actually interpretation, that you're listening to them give the message, but you're actually interpreting it. Is that because the message isn't clear?
That the message isn't clear. So it depends on the message. So I can do a message, I can give someone a reading, and I can hear when I get a clear message. So for example, somebody may ask me a question. Someone asked me something the other day, and they said, should I take on this new project at work? And I literally heard a voice say, if you take on too much, you can't get anything done. So I literally just said, what I'm hearing is that if you take on too much, you won't get anything done. So that was real easy. So if I got another reading I gave someone, and they asked me a question, and their question had to do with taking on a new business, and I got an image. And the image that they gave me was like a unicorn kind of moving into a forest and turning into Pegasus and flying off into the distance. It's literally the image I saw. When I first saw it, my first reaction was, okay, that's interesting. And so all I could do is describe it to the person. I didn't try to interpret it. I didn't try to say it meant this, it meant that. But when I described it to the person, it meant they knew exactly what it meant, because there were an artist, and it was actually a painting that she had done when she was little, was this unicorn, but she wanted it to be more. And the message was, you need to expand so that you can grow, because you need to get back to your art. So when I gave her that image, it made complete sense. And so a lot of times what we can do is when we're first starting out, or when we're young in our process, is I could take that image and try to interpret it. Well, maybe it means that you should take off and fly somewhere. Maybe it means that you should be less I could do all kinds of interesting things. But what I tend to do is I just try to give the people the images and give the people the message that comes to me, and go from there rather than interpret it, because my experiences are my experiences, and your experiences are your experiences, and you're here for me to read you, not for me to read myself. So that's kind of what I mean by that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes total sense. And I just wanted to remind anyone who's listening, this is Angel Thacker, the belly dancing medium, and if you have a question or something, you can feel free to call. You want to take advantage of this opportunity to speak to Angel. The number is 323-642-1207, and you can speak directly to Angel and ask any question you like. So this is an amazing opportunity to actually speak with you, Angel, because you're the belly dancing medium. And tell us a little bit about how the belly dancing fits into the psychic medium.
That's really, that people ask me that all the time. And so I am a belly dancer. That's one of the things I do. That's a passion of my life. I'm a professional belly dancer. I've been doing it for a while. I have a fitness program that I engage in. So it's what I do that kind of satisfies my physical needs to feel really great about myself. And I teach women to belly dance, and I have a dance troupe, and it's a big part of who I am. But I also work with people as a medium and as an intuitive life coach. And what I found was about 2 years ago, the two processes started to mingle a little bit as I started engaging more with a lot of people who are having kind of self-image issues and self-confidence issues, and in wanting to you know, build a stronger connection, to their sensuality. So I started kind of prescribing belly dance. I started talking to them about belly dance. I started opening that process up within this other, you know, this other services that I do. And I had this one client that I worked with where I did a little bit of both, and I just was able to just change her life. She went on a new career. She relocated. She's doing amazing right now, and she just exploded. She was very conservative and didn't have a lot of love for herself, and now she's like an animal. She's beautiful. And she's just amazing. And as she, before she left, she says, "Oh, my God, you are a medium. You're a belly dancer. Oh, my God, you're Angel, the belly dancing medium. That's who you are." And she anointed me that, and I've been that ever since. And I'm finding that changing my energy and changing my name, rather than just being Angel and trying to find a way to bring my my message through with my name, I found that the belly dancing and the medium changed my whole process, changed everything, and it really did create a space for me to create a body, mind, spirit experience for my clients. Because if you're not happy with who you are physically, you're not going to be happy with who you are spiritually or mentally. And if I can help you shake up your spiritual life so that you can move your life forward, and then shake up your physical life so that you can feel, you know, damn good about yourself, then I've completed my journey with you. And so that's who I am. And I've been the belly dancing meeting for about 18 months. And it's been a powerful journey for me. It's changed my whole process. It's my whole business and everything I do has prospered, because people seem to like the belly dancing medium more than just Angel, the medium. I don't know what it is. It's kind of cool.
It does. It is kind of cool. It's, first of all, you know, they're always telling you to find your niche, to find your, you know, your brand. And so your brand is definitely belly dancing, and the energy of dancing. You know, the other day, driving somewhere, and Oldie But Goodie came on the radio, Rhythm is a Dancer. And I was bebopping down the highway, dancing to Rhythm is a Dancer. And I had this thought that what a powerful message that that dancing does have this whole energy around it. And when you bring that energy and combine it with this spiritual awakening, there is something there that's unique, that, you know, that really defines who you are personally and, you know, professionally. So I think it's absolutely cool. You need a t-shirt.
Yeah. And what I have found in the dance, I have this whole process that I call spirit soul release through dance, where I take groups of people, mostly women, because that's kind of people who are drawn to it, and take them through a process of opening up and releasing just all the junk that they may have caught up in themselves through rhythmic movements and joyous dancing and moving their hips and all the things that are associated, not just with the belly dance, also with the other African dancing, to help create a positive energy. I actually do a class on Thursday evening, so I just got back. I'm full of energy. It creates a different space for you. We were built to dance, especially women. Our bodies were built to dance. Everything that we're about is about moving our bodies around. We're sensual beings with sensual aspects to our body that trigger attention when they move. People look at them because it's beautiful. And we live in a society where we're not celebrated for our beauty anymore. We're like, if you don't look like this, hide it. And that's not what we're built for. So part of creating your dream, as I like to tell people, is creating that life of your dreams is falling in love with yourself. And especially if you're looking for love, how is anybody going to love you if you don't love yourself? And so what dance does is it creates a space for you, whether you just turn on some music all by yourself in your home, you're talking about an oldie but a goodie, any music will do, put that music on and start moving yourself around, you will find that you will shift whatever it is you're feeling, you will shift whatever it is you're doing, you will shift everything about yourself that is not positive into something positive. And man, what you can create when you're in that state.
Absolutely. Well said. It really is a function of how much you are willing to contribute to yourself. You know, it's extraordinary that you bring that up. How can anybody be expected to have anyone love you when you don't love yourself? It's almost like a setup situation where you're setting yourself up to fail. Because what's in the background is this concern that they must be off because they love you, because you're not lovable. It really is a conundrum that you need to manage and sort out for yourself. So, you know, once again, I just want to remind everyone that we have the extraordinary belly dancing medium, Angel Thacker, on tonight. And you don't want to miss this opportunity to call in and get your questions answered. And I have another question about the whole, I realize that you probably do readings in person and you also do them over the phone. What is more potent for you as a spiritual medium when you're actually with the person who you're actually channeling a reading with, or is over the phone just as potent in its own way?
Right. You know, when I first started expanding, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and I used to love working with people one-on-one, and only I was like a purist. I must only work with you one-on-one because only then can we make a really great connection. But I have become a fan of technology because I have found that it doesn't matter if you truly make the connection, if you truly have the gift, it doesn't matter because spirit connects, whether we talk on the phone, talk on Skype, talk on email, or talk person to person, it doesn't matter. So I do like to see people's faces, though, because I like to engage with their energy. So, and I'm kind of visual myself in terms of how I, you know, I talk with my hands, and I like to talk to see them. So I like Skype, I like the webcam, and I like in person, but I can do the phone and I can do email, and the information is pretty accurate. And so I've talked to people, the local people, even on the phone, because it's difficult to connect with people. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, so everybody's very busy. So I think I do more phone readings here from people that live in the Bay Area than I do with the people that live outside the Bay Area. So as a medium, it doesn't matter where you are. But if you want to move energy in your space, I prefer to be in the space. So I do chaos clearings and energy clearings in people's homes and businesses. I prefer to be in the space rather than doing that distance with people.
Oh, you have some callers.
Yeah, I do. Okay, let's do it.
So let's take the first caller. You're on the air with Angel Thacker. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Dale.
Hi, Dale. What can I do for
you? Well, I'm trying to see if Angel can pick up through the spirit about anything with a spiritual soul mate.
It took you a while to get that out. So, do you have?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So, here's the thing about, you know, asking the question on the radio. We don't have a lot of time, so I want to get as specific as I can with you as possible. So if you could be really specific for me so I can look at a specific thing, because asking, will I ever meet a soulmate, you know, that's an easy question. Of course you will. Is there something specific you want to know?
Yeah, but this is a special one, like a spiritual one, because I'm very spiritual. I connect through the spirit as well.
Okay.
And basically,
so
I don't know how to narrow it down.
Here's what I'm getting for you, because the answer to the question is yes. However, it's, you know, you have a lot of, you know, I need a special soulmate. So connecting to someone with spirit and getting them, whether it's, you call it a soulmate, whether you call it a twin flame, there's that person that connects with you, the spirit. That's the definition of who that person is. So so yes, you will connect to that person, but what I'm not getting is that your understanding of what that is. So what you're being asked to do is to really sit down and do some work for you so that you can really understand what that is. Because if you ask for it, you will receive it. If you ask for a rock, you're going to get a rock. If you ask for the Taj Mahal, you're going to get the Taj Mahal. So you need to sit down and define what that special spiritual soul connection is for you. And then sit down. After you do that, you need to create a process through which you are going to send that out to the universe through prayer, through devotion, whatever it is that you connect to. I like to prescribe a 7-day process. Sit down, put that down on your dream paper, put that down on your altar, light your candle, and acknowledge it, engage with it for 7 days, and then let it go, and then know that it's coming to you. Okay, so that's the first thing that you're being asked to do. Once you do that, then it'll come to you, because, again, that's an easy question. It won't take a medium to answer that question, because the answer is yes.
Right.
With a lot of the years you've left on this planet, of course you're going to meet your soulmate. But who is that? Well, who do you want? Because what is it that's that special element for you? And I'm not getting that you're clear on that. The person's out there. You'll be surprised how fast they will come to you once you decide what that is. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So that's what you're being asked to do.
Okay.
And do that for 7 days. And the whole purpose of the 7 days is it's a devotional number. It's a spiritual number, and it's a powerful number. But you got to sit down, just however you pray. But before you begin that process, you got to know what are qualities that I need to find. And once you do that, you'll be good to go. Can you do that for me?
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Take care.
Bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we have another caller. The next caller is on the line with Angel Thacker.
Oh, okay. More callers.
Line,
Hello.
Angel, hi, Pam. This is Miranda.
Hi.
I called
in. Miranda, you're on the line with Angel.
I just talked
Thank
to you,
you.
Miranda.
Yeah,
I just talked to you.
Days ago. Well, it sounded like you were pretty free tonight, so I said, let me call in. So I have this question. I have my partner and I would like to take a trip. We're not sure whether it's going to happen or not because it depends on a few factors. And I was wondering what you see around this.
So your partner and you would like to take a trip, you're saying? And when did you want to take your trip?
It's like towards the beginning of October.
Okay. So you want to go on a trip in the beginning of October. And what I'm getting is a lot of positivity. Matter of fact, I'm getting images of angels coming in. So this feels like it's going to be a very kind of a spiritually enlightened trip. So I don't know, is this a retreat?
It's in a way, it has a lot of spiritual significance.
Because that's so...
Yeah.
So yes.
It's deep.
So
nice.
Take it to make sure that there's some things that you're going to need to do to kind of move some things around to make the trip possible. Because it looks like it's, there's a little money on the table there for you, but things are going to come together so that you can do it. So the answer is yes, and you absolutely need to get it done before November, because there's something that this trip is going to ignite for you that you need to take advantage of. It's like a life changing and a career changing business kind of thing that's gonna kind of get a boost out of this trip. So, do it.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. All right.
Thank you both. Have a good
evening.
You. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Miranda. All right. We have another caller up. So you're on the air with Angel Thacker. Who's calling? Hi, you're
Hello?
On the air.
Are you there?
Yes. Hi, this is T. Just wanted to know, what do you see for my company called Lyrics is Source?
What is the name of the company?
Lyrics is Source.
Lyrics is Source. Got you. Okay. So what is it that you specifically want to know about what I see for the company? What are you looking for? What do you want to know?
Do you see it being successful or?
Got it. Okay, so what do we see? So the first thing I see is, you know, I see work. And what they're showing me is first a treasure map. And they're showing me a treasure map where you're like, oh, my God, you found the treasure, but now I got to dig for it. And so The hard part about digging for treasure is that you can dig, you can get a little shovel all by yourself and dig, or you can get machinery and some help and dig. You're being asked to remember that you don't have to do this by yourself. So there's going to be opportunities for you to partner with people so that you can dig towards the treasure. Don't feel like you need to do it by yourself. Somewhere in the next, I want to say 90 days, and time is tough, but they keep telling me 90 days. Somewhere in the next 90 days, you are going to get an opportunity to collaborate with someone. So like, take advantage of the knowledge that other people can bring to the table to kind of help you through the process. Does that make sense?
Okay, because I'm making a career change and I didn't know if I should invest all my time into this, even though it's my passion, but, you know, with music, it can get kind of weird.
Well, anything that you do, it's your passion, is going to feel like that because it's what you really want to do, and it's hard. You know, you're standing on the edge of the mountain looking down, and the only thing you see at first are the jagged cliffs. And if you stop looking down, you won't see the jagged cliffs anymore. You look down, you see the jagged cliffs, but if you look up and forward, you'll see all the riches that are there to do. So if you're going to be afraid because you're looking down, it's going to be hard to dig for the treasure. What you need to do is you need to look up and look forward, because everything you're looking for is in front of you. And it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy because this is your thing. If you want to do something easy, you can go back to the looks like you've made some changes in the direction that you're going. Yes. So you can go back. You can find another... I'm sorry?
No, I said I just got fired from my job, so it's just like, it's like it's put me in a place where I have no other choice but to really, like, focus on it.
That's one way of looking at it. That's not what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is you manifested an opportunity for you to move forward in your passion.
Yeah. I did.
Because you were supposed to leave that other opportunity and the other job, and you were kind of lingering. So your energy sources, your support systems created a situation where you're no longer there. So
it happened. So I kid you not, it happened so quickly. It's like finally, it's like the universe, like it's not waiting anymore. It's acting like within days, and it's amazing.
Yes, careful what you wish for is what we say, and I've talked to people all the time, and they're like, I really wish this would stop, and then it stops, like, oh my God, why did that stop? So now you don't have the fetterings of that particular job anymore, so you can let that go. You can go through the process
income?
You got to go get some. You got to get some income, so you have two choices. You can go get another job, or you can dig.
No.
Okay? And mm-hmm. I can't tell you what you need to do to dig. I can just tell you that if you dig, you'll hit gold. So that's why you have to collaborate, because you have to go now and do the work. And if you don't do the work, it's not going to come. And that's the hard part when you take on your own thing. You got to find a way. You got to start networking. You got to start getting out there, and you got to start doing the work, and it'll come to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Awesome. Yeah, it's really scary.
I know. I really encourage you, go to my website. If you go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com, I have a couple of resources there for you. There's a resource there, a link called Soul Journey Transformation. And it's got a couple of tidbits there that speak to the areas of your system, whether it's your energy fields mm-hmm. or your Akashic records that you can tap into, that will help you get through some of the processes that you're going through as a result of the loss of the job and the fear going through creating your dream job. And then there's some meditations and stuff that you'll be able to take part of. But most important, mm-hmm. if you're interested, I would love to sit down with you. I do a service. I call it my soul system diagnostic. It is a quick 20-minute mm-hmm. reading. It's only $45. And in this session, I can really help you. I do a 3-card angel spread. I connect your chakras. I help identify the blockers and give you actual tools to help you know mm-hmm. what steps to take on a specific area. So if that's something that you want to do, I will be happy to find some time and sit down with you, because all you need is just a shove, so to speak, so that you can move forward. And then it's just, you know, it's just downhill from here. Just keep plugging away. Think of this as the road being opened. But mm-hmm. now you got to step out there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good luck to you, and don't forget to check out my website. Thank you, sweetie.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
Well, let's have the next caller. I know we've got a ton of callers here. Who's next? You're on the air with Angel Thacker. Who's this?
Hey, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey. I wasn't sure I got on. That's why I was like, ah. I was so excited, like I won the lottery. I wanted to ask you if you see me in a new position. I am it was something I have a nibble about, and I'm not really sure.
So if I understand what you're asking if you are changing, if you're going to be changing jobs, is that, or changing positions
yes.
in the same job, what is or same company?
I don't know.
Or a new company. What is it you're asking?
It would be a new company, because the one
okay,
I work
cool.
for now is not the best. There's a lot
no
of
bueno.
Okay,
got it.
yeah.
Okay.
Manipulation
All right.
going on.
All right. Drama. Mama wants no drama. Okay. So you're being asked to remember the powerful trio that we call, and the powerful trio that comes is prayer, sleep, and love. Okay. So the first thing is communion and making sure you put your desires out there through the grace of the prayer or whatever it is that you're doing to support your spiritual process, and rest.
Okay.
The place is eating you. It's like it's your soul. Your soul is like being sucked out of you. That's what it feels like.
Yes.
So you got to give yourself
some
rest. And I'm
not sleeping.
Yep. So sleep is important. And the lack of sleep is distracting you and throwing you off of your game. And then remember that you're loved, because God loves you, and that you are love. And that this place mm-hmm. is just a stepping stone to the next level. So you're being asked to stop and remember those three things. If you could just say that to yourself like a mantra every day, pray, sleep, love, pray, sleep,
prayer.
Love, pray, sleep, love. You got to pray. You can start your day or in your day, whatever works for you. Pray, get
okay.
some rest. You have to rest. If you have to meditate, there's some teas out there that are really good that can help your system out. There's some juice combinations, all kinds of things that you can do to support yourself, but you have to get some sleep, because you're asking for help and they can't get in. It's like they're standing outside, like in a zombie movie, trying to get in the store, and the doors are shut, the windows, and you see them. That is what your support systems are trying to get to, but they can't get through. But you need to rest so your systems can calm. And remember, everything is love. Even when it sucks, it's just a lesson. The great thing about remembering everything is love is that when you learn your lesson, it's over. Like the last caller, it's over now. You're done. You hated the job. It's over. Now move on to the next level. So that's the first thing you're being asked to do. And then to answer your question, the opportunity is going to come to you, and it's going to come to you fast. Before the end of September is what I'm getting, that you're going to get an opportunity that's going to come to you. But you got to stop. This place has you paralyzed.
Okay.
So just let it go. It doesn't mean anything. It's not important. It's just a place that pays the bills. It doesn't. The world's not going to come to an end. If you walked in there and gave your notice on Monday, the world would not come to an end. You would find another job. That's the space you need to be in. Now that you're in that space, create the job that you want. Create it. Manifest it. Sit down and write it down and manifest it, and then use that whole pray, sleep, love. Was that Eat, Pray, Love, that movie? Pray, sleep, love. Use that mantra to create your job. Once you release the distraction and the anxiety of this job, then you can create the next one. And, honey, you're going to be surprised. Yeah, I keep seeing September, October, September, October. So before the end of the month.
Okay.
You will manifest your way out of this place. It's almost over. It is almost over.
Do you feel like it's in the same area? Because someone told me to go to somewhere in the same area, but I don't want the same, you know? And that's what I'm afraid of.
Well, that's part of what you have to do. It's an interesting question, but it's like, where do you want to go? It's like you're ready to explore.
I don't know.
And that's why you have to sit down. Can you see how if you really ignite your magic, ignite your spiritual magic right now, and you don't know what you want to do, you could create anything. Mm-hmm. And you may not like anything you create, right? That's why it's important that you sit down and suss out what it is that you want. And so you may decide that you want to be a cruise director and you want to work on a cruise ship for 2 years. You may decide that that's what you want to do. I don't know what you want to do. I do know that you're in a place we have opportunity to do about 3 or 4 different things. And two or three of those things are someplace else. You have one opportunity. We could travel overseas. It looks like, or if you did this, you could go over to the European. And I'm not sure if that's what you want to do, but the opportunity for you to do that is there, but you have to decide what it is that you want to do. So you got to sit down and think about it. You haven't thought about it because you're distracted by how just unholy this place is that you work.
It really is. How bad. And I'm an empath on top of it, you know?
That's why it's distracting you.
Right.
That's why it's distracting you. So what you need to do is first shake off what's going on now. It's not going anywhere. You're paying bills. It's all good. You just know that it's just a job. It's just a job like any other job. And, honey, you can get a job anywhere. You really could. Just go into work. Don't let them suck you out. Do your work. Do you do work to manage yourself as an empath? People who are empathic, it is imperative that you ground yourself in the morning and you clear yourself in the evening. It's imperative because you engage with everybody and take their junk on all day. And if you're not going to ground yourself in the morning and clear yourself in the evening, they leave their garbage with you and go skipping off into the sunset feeling better because you've healed them. And now you got all their stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to invite you to go to my website. Go to my website.
Okay.
Join my mailing list. It's bellydancingmedium.com. Join my mailing list. You're going to get an ebook. And one of the things in the ebook is an exercise, a grounding exercise for your chakra system. And if you're not familiar with the chakra system and the Soul Journey Transformation link on my website, there's a there's a chart there that talks about the chakras and tells what everything is about. That's very useful. But ground yourself.
Okay.
You know, love is important to grounding. Ground yourself and just know that they can't do anything to you. They're just writing checks to you. That's all they're doing.
Okay.
And once you get in that space, once you get okay with that, then you can sit down and you can start doing the work on preparing yourself for this job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Perfect. Well, you
thank
let me
you.
Know how it goes. I'll be looking for you to join the mailing list.
Okay. Thank
Alrighty.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, we have another caller, so let's hear from the next person up. Who is this? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Adam.
Hello, Adam.
Hi,
How
Adam.
Are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. What can I do for you?
I believe I spoke with you about maybe like a month or two ago in regards to a job that was referred from a friend, and I submitted my resume. Well, just like sort of an update for you.
Okay.
We did end up contacting each other. I was invited. We discussed my resume in person. I ended up meeting with three people. And now I'm just waiting. I want to see roughly what you see around it.
Okay. Okay. And so you ended up meeting with three people. I think we saw you meeting with some people. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You were telling me that, it'd take longer than what I expected was absolutely correct, which you were spot on, like always.
thank you. It's an important job. It's an important job, and it's important for them to get the right person. And it's not even just that. It's important that they get the right person, but it's also important that you really know that you want this. So it's kind of like a double-sided taking our time thing. It's the kind of tangible company taking time and a spiritual you taking your time, because when you step into this role, it's going to be a role you're going to be in for a little while. So it's also an opportunity for you to really sit back and decide, is this really what you want? And I'm still seeing this being very positive. It looks like the meetings went very well. They're a little concerned about what money. They're really concerned about whether they can afford you. It feels like the money is going to be something that you guys are going to have some conversations back and forth. That's the only thing I see being an issue. Coming up on this. So.
I mean, honestly, obviously, it's for me, it's negotiable because this is the company that I've always wanted to work for, you
right.
know. And, you know, and if I have to make a little bit of a sacrifice in the beginning, so be it, you know. It's what makes me happy, and I have to do what makes me happy. And it's very rare to know or to find a career that makes you happy or to be in the field that you want to be in, you know.
Right, and so... And that's something that you're very clear on, but as they talk, that's just one of the things that they're kind of caught up in, is that they're going to make you an offer and you're going to accept it, and they're going to go, okay, that's cool. they're just a little concerned that you are you're spendy, and that's just your background and your experience that you bring to the table, which is not a bad thing. So it still looks really I'm really happy to hear that it's going well. It's cool to get updates. I not enough people call me back with their updates.
Oh no, I promise you, I was going to update you. And
I appreciate it.
And of course, bringing it to you. And you know, now it's just the waiting game. You know, wait, trying to have more patience. You know, once in a while, I need to be informed.
Yeah.
You know, it's all going to be all right. You know,
stay focused. And you know, I'll give you the same advice I gave the caller earlier. That whole remanifestation process through prayer, you know, write down what you want and put it in your sacred space, you know, light your white candle and engage with it for 7 days through a prayer or through a mantra, through a meditation is a powerful tool to not just keep you focused. It keeps the energy focused. And the way it works is you just sit down, you do your process, and then you walk away from it. And it's like you put it in the hands of God and you walk away. And you do that for 7 days, and it like ignites the power. And I cannot tell you how people have just moved and shifted energy by doing this. It literally is a divine magical trick, and it's something, a combination of your engagement with spirit in a kind of a disciplined way, but also not being distracted by the messy stuff, the impatience and the this and the that, because now you're going to go into your sacred spot, you're going to do your exercise, you're going to walk away from it, and the only thing you got in your mind now is the candle and the paper and whatever's happened in the devotional space versus all that other stuff. And now the universe can work for you. So it is something that I recommend, and I would suggest you do that starting tomorrow.
I will honestly do the. What I usually do is I usually just, you know, before I pray or anything, or during my prayer, I usually always mention, always literally every day, bring up, like, you know, hopefully positive vibes of the company, you know, me being employed with the company. But now I'm going to try it with the candle as well. Do I just, like, write it down, what I want, right? On
a piece of paper? And write it down the way you want it, as clear as you want. And this one's really easy because what you're looking for is the offer in the way that you want it at this company. So you've already manifested everything, just waiting for them to approach you with the offer. Write that down. Put that on the table or on the altar or whatever you've got. Light your candle. Say your prayer. If you don't know what to say, you can always say the Psalm of David. You can always say the St. Francis of Assisi. Forgot the name of his prayer. It's a really good, oh my God, what's the name of that prayer? Can't remember. But it's all these prayers are really good to use if you can't think anything else. Or you can just say the Lord's Prayer. Whatever works for you, just to kind of engage the energy, and ignite it, and then walk away. I do have to say this. I forgot. If you're not in a space, I do not recommend leaving candles unattended. I don't want anybody burning down their house because I told them to light a candle. Okay,
no.
So it is okay to blow the candle out after you're finished. You don't have to leave the candle lit for 7 days.
Okay.
Okay.
I figured that. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. You gotta call me back
Thank
and
you
let
so
me know
much.
How that goes. Thank you. God bless you.
Definitely
it's good to hear
will.
From you. Okay.
Well.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
Really cool phone call. That's a really cool phone call. It's really good to hear from him.
Yeah, it probably is really fulfilling and validating when you hear from somebody that you gave a reading to and they update you that you were spot on.
It is, and I don't get a lot of that from the radio show as much as I do, you know, working with people one-on-one because people tend to engage with you on the radio rather than coming to your website and saying things. And so that's why I invite people, come to my website. Here's my shameless plug. Come to my website and sign up for my mailing list. I do have a lot of offerings that I send out. Sometimes I have calls. Sometimes I have webinars. But if you do get a reading from me, you know, I don't mind doing readings on the radio. But if things come together for you, I would really love to hear from you because it does help me know that you're okay. It helps me to know that things went well. And it's really cool for the other listeners, I think, to hear that the stuff, you know, that they're talking to somebody that has helped people move forward. So it is really cool. So I thank Adam for giving me a call and letting me know that.
Okay, cool. Well, that's awesome. And, you know, it also must be validating when, you know, you hear that things are going well for people. Have you experienced the spiritual realm of that? Like when someone like Adam comes on the phone and tells you, yeah, you know, what you said really worked, and the spirits that gave him the answers he was looking for, are they also validated?
Well, yeah, it is. You know, they're in a whole different space. So I think for part of us, no matter how evolved we are in this space, it's really an ego-driven thing where I want to know that I'm helping people. And spirit knows they're helping people. So it's not the same sort of satisfaction, but what it is they're like Boy Scouts. Like they're here to help old women across the street and all of that stuff. And when we are able to accept their help, it creates just this joyous, loving energy, and it increases the joyous. It increases their ability to help. So it's really a different kind of satisfaction. It's kind of if they help you and they help me help you, now it's like a tenfold release of blessing. You get further blessed. I get further blessed. The people in community get further blessed because their energy is ignited. It is a powerful tool if we allow it to come to play. So, yes.
Awesome. So I think we have time for one or two more calls.
Okay.
So why don't we take another caller?
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air with Angel Thacker. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm calling, I don't know, it's more about my husband than it is me. but since we're married, we share a lot of the same energy. And it's about his job. It seems tricky. A lot of things are changing where he works, and I'm hoping that it changes for the better, that he doesn't lose his job. His name
what is
Chris.
His name is Chris?
Yes.
And so your question, you're asking, you wanting to know whether or not your husband is going to lose his job? Is that what I'm, what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm seeing in his in his energy is I'm not seeing, it's not comfortable. So you're definitely getting, you know, you've got guardian angels watching over you. You've got a lot of really great positive energy around you to keep really bad things from happening to you in this situation. And it feels more complicated than just his job. It feels like there's some health things that are happening here. It feels like you're just in a space of flux. And what you're being asked to do is to trust. I'm not seeing a loss of a job. I am seeing discomfort, and I'm seeing some drama. But there's some shifts going on in the job and in his workplace that are going to ease up here in about 3 or 4 months. So it's going to get more uncomfortable before everything gets better. But what he needs to focus on right now is he needs to be focusing on his health, because that feels like that's something that's a little more important right now around just what he's got going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I've noticed some changes, there. And I've even told him about it, but I don't know.
The changes that are going on at the job are not about him. The changes going on at the job are about his job, and it's about the company and about management and all kinds of stuff. And so he just happens to be in the wake of some of it because of the nature of what he does and how he's engaged with some of the managers.
Exactly.
So he just do his job, just as they say, put your head down and do your job, do what you're told to do, and just be in a space of patience. And, you know, that whole grounding process, pray, ground yourself. But he's got some health things that are being aggravated because he's stressing out and he's thinking too much. Okay, so tell him to take some time, you know, lighten up. It's not him. It's like people are going to lose their jobs, though. It's like, I don't know, it's almost like this company got purchased by someone or something. That's what it feels like. And so when something like that happens, it's like there's a shakeup and things are moving around, and he's just kind of sitting in the water while it's spinning around, and he's turning it into it's about him, and it's not about him. He just happens to be one of the employees that's kind of in the line of fire.
Well, he applied for another job. Yeah, he applied for another job with the same company. They're all over the country, actually. They're all over the world. And he had applied for another job in another state.
All this stuff has to calm down, and I think that's probably what this 3-4 month period is about. For once this stuff calms down, then the opportunity he'll be better leveraged for an opportunity. So, you are another person that I would recommend taking advantage of, sitting down and going through that 7-day process. It's a beautiful process that really helps bring some positive energy around you, so that you can see clearly what it is that you need to do. He needs to really focus on what he wants and focus on taking his power back. So if it feels like he's given his power away, he needs to take it back.
Right.
He needs to take his power back. And so he needs to sit down and spend some time with himself so he can take his power back. I would, if you want to, you can go to my website, send him to my website, and where you need to go is to the Soul Journey Transformation link. And it talks about, if you go down towards the bottom of the page, there's an area there that talks about cords, connections, and deposits. He needs to release the cords and connections that he has to some of the other people that have kind of left some residue with him, and take his own power back. And that will explain a little bit about what that is. Does that make sense?
No, it does. Yeah, And you mentioned the Psalm of David. What is that, the Psalm of David?
Psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The
Psalm of David.
Okay,
that's
the one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a really, really good,
I know that.
Really good one.
Right.
Okay?
It is.
All right.
It is. Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank
you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you, good night.
Yes.
Do you think we have time for one more?
I don't know. It takes usually about 5 to 7 minutes. I don't know how much time we have, but it's a, you know,
so
I would.
If we only have, like, 4 minutes left, so I don't know if we have time.
Oh, okay.
So with regard to the readings, you know, have you ever, you know, been in the presence of a message that you didn't want to deliver?
You know, I have some kind of taboo areas that are difficult for me. I don't like to talk about death. There are some mediums out there that's their thing. And so there are people do come to readers, to mediums and ask them, do you know when I'm going to die? Or do you see this person's in my life and they're not doing well? Do you see them dying soon? And that's something I don't particularly like to deal with personally, because I just don't like to tell people when people are going to die. And so that's a message that when I see it, because I do see it sometimes, I don't like to deliver it. And then when people really are very adamant about wanting a thing, and it's clear that they're not going to get a thing, that can be difficult, especially if it's going to hurt them if they hear it. And then lastly, when the areas of love, if somebody wants someone that doesn't belong to them. So those are probably the three areas that when I get messages around those things, it's really hard for me, or I just don't want to deal with it.
I see. Well, in the area of romance and love, especially, a lot of times people are attached to somebody that doesn't really forward what they're up to in life. It's like an attachment to someone who's married and wanting them to belong to you.
Yes.
That must be especially difficult, because especially if the messages you're getting are in the arena of, you know, no way, Jose, you know.
Right. No, it's not going to happen. They're happily married.
This ain't happening.
Yeah.
And
sometimes people don't want to hear, they don't want to hear it. And so that can be hard. And that can be difficult. And one of the things I like to say is I'm very direct around, you know, making sure people get the information that they want. I want people to get their money's worth, whether you're paying $1 or $1,000. I want them to feel like they got value out of the message. But sometimes people will not want to hear the message when it's coming today, but then down the road when the thing happens, they go, "Oh, that's what she was talking about." And so that's always interesting when it happens.
I see. Okay. Well, that's pretty unique and pretty exciting. So, thank you so much. It was just incredible having you on the show. And like you say, you know, usually you're the host and you have guests, and now you're the guest on the show. So
that was
that
a lot of fun.
A nice turn of the chair. It's essentially the same thing. You provide so much value to people, you know, and it's very exciting that they're able to call in and get a reading on the air for free. But again, just to let you know, you can, if you want more in-depth counseling or messages that go a little longer than 5 or 6 minutes, then you can always reach out to Angel via her website or email and connect to her for more personal reading. You want to let people know one more time before we go off the air?
Yes, bellydancingmedium.com. All my information is there, so that's bellydancingmedium.com. I do have a special offering called the Soul System Diagnostic, specifically for callers on the radio. It's only $45. That is $2.25 a minute. That's it.
Okay. Okay, that'll do for tonight. Thank you again for being on the show, and we will see you on campus. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you...